Oh, I'll keep calling you on the telephone, even though you're not home, and waiting through the rings to hear you say.
Wanted to read a statement from the bio on your website, which I was hoping you might be able to expand on. It's about your band, saying, "Sick and tired of the modern pop country filth broadcast shamelessly and persistently across our beautiful countrysides. The tough choices set out to right the wrongs done to a music so classically and quintessentially American."
I do sort of feel like we have a crusade ahead of us, you know, and that's sort of part of what we're doing. I mean, I just like playing country music, you know. It's something that I enjoy doing, and after years of playing, old-time barn dance music and a lot of different, when I was younger, I played in punk rock and heavy metal bands and stuff like that, and I feel like when I started writing country songs, I felt like I actually hit my stride. I found something that I was really, born to do. I realized that it was the kind of music I wanted to play. It was accessible to people and, something I just had a knack for, I guess. And country music has gotten such a terrible reputation. And the most prevalent statement that I hear from anybody at our merch table after a show with an armload of T-shirts and LPs and stuff in their hands is, "I didn't even know I liked country music, but I love you guys."
Well, if I knew out on a Friday night, just honking and talking, baby, it ain't right. Take it back from where you done come. Yeah, you're running around with someone I fling, but you're still wearing my wedding ring. So I'll take it back, go back from where you done come. Well, take it back, lies you told me.
You know, these stories in life that everyone can relate to. And that's like the thing, that's the base purpose of country music. It's a quick escape for people. You know, it's a reason to dance or drink a beer or cry a little or laugh a little or whatever. It's made to be, sort of an anthem for the everyday man and woman.
You've been a musician from a very early age. Tell us how you got started making music in the first place.
I think I always had a natural knack for being a ham and kind of being on stage and being a performer. I started playing guitar. My mom got me my first guitar, I think, when I was 11 or 12 years old. I think it was for Christmas. I didn't know anything about it, but I was thrilled that I had a guitar. You know, I always wanted to be a rock and roll guy and, jump around on stage and beat on a guitar. And so I pounded away on the thing for a while and never really took any lessons. I kind of taught myself how to play. And then as soon as I figured out what a power chord was, I started playing punk rock. And I was a little skateboarder kid and played in punk rock and sort of thrash metal bands all through my teenage years. And then I left home at a pretty young age. I was 14 when I left home. And I started traveling around kind of, mostly on the hoof and, hitchhiking and riding freight trains and getting lifts here and there from friends and whatnot. And I also at that time sort of stopped living in cities. I actually hadn't lived in a city proper until a couple of years ago when I moved down to Nashville since the time I left home. You know, there wasn't electricity in most of the places I lived. Until I moved down to Nashville, I didn't have power or any running water for about 12 years straight. And that sort of lends itself to acoustic music. So, I realized that if I wanted to keep playing music, I needed to sort of broaden my horizons and styles a little bit. So, when I first left home, I was busking a lot on the street and, knew 5 chords on the guitar. Basically, that was it. But, I learned some old, Roger Miller tunes and some Hank Williams tunes and stuff like that. And I had heard a lot of that stuff growing up from my grandparents, especially my grandfather on my dad's side. He was in the Air Force, and he was actually stationed out in Smyrna outside of Nashville back in the 50s and saw a lot of the greats play. And so I would always see, a Ray Price record on the turntable at his house or something like that and would hear a little bit of it. But it wasn't something I really actively listened to until I was, into my middle teens. And so I learned a lot of that stuff. And, again, just traveling around, I got really into, old school Appalachian square dance music, old time music, and started learning how to play the banjo and eventually started my own company for a while and built custom fretless banjos for about 3 or 4 years and got really into, that was sort of, I guess, what opened up the community aspect of, old time Southern music to me. And sort of was the gateway drug into the country music that I play now was, playing these you know, these square dances out in the middle of nowhere, or just these big picking parties, you know, people sitting around, you know, camping out in the woods and drinking moonshine and playing old time music and, you know, kicking their heels up. And that sort of, that was, I think, what was most inspiring to me about it, was that there was this type of music I could play that was really, it was less about the music itself, more about the community that surrounded it and the way that it brought people together. And I think country music, when I realized that I wanted to start, you know, playing country music for a living and touring and doing stuff with it, you know, it sort of, I segued 100 years, you know, chronologically or whatever, from this old time music from the Civil War era, you know, up until, you know, this music that's more sort of the 60s and 70s influenced, you know, loud, electrified kind of honky tonk stuff.
I want to play now an excerpt from one of your songs called Two for the Road. Set this up for us a little bit, if you will.
It's an old-fashioned heartbreak drinking song. It's about the guy at the end of the night sitting at the bar, you know, and he doesn't want to go home because he knows that his gal won't be waiting there for him anymore. He's heartbroken, and you know, whiskey is the means to put out the fire in his heart. So it's pretty simple, old-fashioned country song.
Oh, I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. All the whiskey tears that I've cried for you, well, you'll never know. And the ones I've drank already just won't kill. Psyching, so I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road.
What kind of music fans would you encourage to come see your performance in Springfield?
All of them. I think that a lot of people don't realize they like country music, like I said, until they hear it. And, you know, we've been described as Hank Williams with a Motorhead attitude. You know, we like to make it a lively show, you know, and, you know, we turn it up a little louder than a lot of other country bands would, but we keep it traditional. And, you know, it's a real varied retrospective of all styles of country music. You know, we're not locked into one era or another too specifically. And I think if people like dancing and singing along, so far it's proven pretty effective for that. So I think anyone who likes rock and roll or country music, you know, should definitely come out and check us out.
I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. Me, why on earth would I want to stay in here while lovers stagger off and drunkards spill their beer? If you could see the blaze that's a burning in this poor old heart so bright, well, I bet you'd try to drown it out with whiskey every night. So I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. All the whiskey tears that I've cried for you, well, you'll never know. And the ones I've drank already just won't kill the aching. So I'll take one for my heartaches and